welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, on a very difficult day here. A coach who has done great things for 14 years, no longer the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill, and how do you feel about the dismissal, the end of the tenure of Andy Reid?
It obviously is not a surprise. This is something that we anticipated for the latter part of the season, and we knew what the season was all about, Dave. But as we look back at a coach who won a lot of football games, a coach who won 140 games as the Eagles head coach, and as somebody said, raised the bar, went to 5 NFC championship games, went to the Super Bowl. One thing lacking was the Lombardi Trophy, but if you judge Andy Reid's body of work, it really was outstanding.
Keys to success, Merrill. You know, when he first came in, it was very different than the style of Ray Rhodes. It was very rigid. It was very disciplined. It was very demanding. And it caught a lot of people off guard here. But right away, you see, after that first year, you draft Donovan McNabb. You give him a little bit of playing time in that rookie season. Andy Reid really turned it around. And from 2000 till 2004, Merrill, 5 seasons of just unbelievable success. What a wonderful period of time in Philadelphia Eagles football history.
It really was. And then we had the surprise in 2008 when out of nowhere they got to the playoffs on that last day when they needed about 5 things to happen, and they all happened, and they got to the playoffs, and they beat the Minnesota Vikings, and they beat the New York Giants. And to this day, I have trouble figuring out why they didn't beat the Arizona Cardinals and go to their second Super Bowl under Andy Reid.
Why the success, Merrill? What has made Andy Reid such a good head coach here, and thinking back into that early part of the 2000s?
Well, if you go back, I think the biggest thing Andy Reid did, the thing that launched his success, was the proper personnel judgment of Donovan McNabb. There were 5 quarterbacks, all of whom were considered to be first-round talents, and he picked the right one, and he brought him along perfectly. He brought in Doug Peterson to start, waited till the offensive line was better, until Donovan had developed, and he brought him along just beautifully. And when you have that quarterback who can lead and who can set the standard for the franchise, a lot of good things can happen.
Merrill, it's very difficult to have that kind of message that is heard year after year after year. And clearly this 2012 team didn't get the message. 4-12 is not in any way even reasonably okay.
No.
What happened?
It's tough to tell. There were breakdowns. I wonder, Dave, how much the different this season might have turned out if they had not relinquished those 2 10-point leads to the Detroit Lions. If they had gone into the bye with a break, if they had kept the same defensive coordinator, if perhaps, who knows? I mean, that way they would have gone in with a winning record. But those 2 losses to Pittsburgh, where they gave up the lead,
right,
and to Detroit, that set the arrow in a downward direction.
Right, and they just could not take any momentum back. And in years past, you would see an Eagles team that, if they for years we've been talking about an Andy Reid team doesn't lose back-to-back games. Andy Reid's teams do not lose after the bye week.
Well, we thought that one of the outstanding things about Andy Reid is he never got too high, he never got too low, and he stayed at such an even keel, and that's why his team was so resilient.
All these years, all these teams, Merrill, I would tell you that the most painful loss to me was the loss to Tampa Bay in the 2002 NFC Championship game. Certainly the Super Bowl, no shame in losing to New England. Far and away to you, the best team, the 2004 team?
Yeah, probably. Probably the best team. But there were a lot of games that were painful. The Tampa Bay loss. But that Arizona loss sticks out to me.
Yeah.
Well, it really does.
Well, I mean, I thought that, Merrill, of the teams that Andy had here, the team that had the best chance of winning the Super Bowl as they went into the playoffs was the 2002 team. I really felt that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the 2004 team, they started off by taking the lead over the New England Patriots in that Super Bowl and still had a chance to win it at the end with a final drive,
but didn't,
and just couldn't pull it off.
But never put Tom Brady away. Tom Brady struggled early in that game, and yet the game was tied at halftime. And I just felt at halftime, boy, it's going to be very difficult to keep Tom Brady down in the second, even with a great defensive coordinator.
But you know, at the same time, I thought the Patriots' defensive line made mincemeat of the Eagles' offensive line. I thought at the line of scrimmage, the Patriots dominated.
Yeah, agreed. Merrill, what's next here? What are you looking for? What would you like to see the Eagles do?
You know, I hear people say, Dave, what they need or what Jeffrey Lurie generally does is go with an offensive-minded coach. And they'll bring up a name here. They'll bring up a Mike McCoy. They'll bring up a Greg Roman. I don't care if he's an offensive coach. I don't care if he's a defensive coach. To me, this is all about a leader, a meticulous football coach, somebody who can take control of that locker room, somebody who can make proper personnel decisions, because I believe the head coach in this operation has a very strong vote on personnel. So somebody who can band this team together, somebody who can lead, make those decisions, that's what I care about, as long as if he's an offensive coach, he brings in a great defensive coordinator, right, or vice versa.
Right. I think the coaching staff that the new coach puts in place, as we've seen over the years here, when Andy got here, the coaching staff was lights out. And over the years, as you lose Ron Rivera, Leslie Frazier, Brad Childress, Pat Shurmur, all of these coaches in the Andy Reid coaching tree. Yeah, we take a look at this list. It's a very impressive list.
John Harbaugh.
Right. It is hard to replace those kinds of coaches, and I think that caught up here in Philadelphia.
And yet there are still some outstanding coaches on the staff.
Sure.
And I think they'll land on their feet.
Yeah. Merrill Reese, we thank you very much for joining us here in studio.
It's a tough day. It's a tough day because all of us who have worked so closely with Andy over the past 14 years respect him and like him, and we've all had moments where we saw an Andy Reid that unfortunately many of you did not have an opportunity to see, but we saw a very warm, humorous individual and somebody who all of us hope goes on to a lot of success.
Yeah, and I would think that he'd be a very attractive candidate around the league there. This is a day when you are just reading one hour after another that there are coaching vacancies, as many as 7, 8, 9 coaching vacancies expected by the end of the day, Merrill.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, it's really fast. Merrill Reese, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
In studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.